patronaż, radę da, zjadą nam z pomocą. Gdy mamy jakiś kłopot, uratują nas Ryder oraz jego psy, ekipa nas to trwa. Marshall, Rubble, Chase, Rocky, Zuma, Sky, tak!
Chase is on the case, Rubble's on the double. If you're familiar with any of the modern day kids tales, you will recognize the Paw Patrol. Or like here in Poland, the Psi Patrol, wonderfully dubbed in Polish. My name is Werner Puchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So I'll start off with the ordinary. No, let me start with the extraordinary before I go into the ordinary.
Ryder, ten wątróbkowy smak jest wspaniały!
So the extraordinary today was the fact that we got to take our little boy to the theater, to the movie theater for the first time. And I am happy to report back that he enjoyed every moment. It was also great for Dad to look next to him and then look at my wife and then look down back at him again and see him munching away on his popcorn, enjoying every moment of his little story on the big screen. I mean, I had to settle for Paw Patrol, but hey, you have to find a middle ground. I think the reason has also been such a momentous occasion for me to be able to take him to the movie theater is the fact that I think I have theaters in my DNA. You see, when I was still a young baby, my dad used to sell tickets at a driving theater to make extra money, or that is how I remember it. Even though I can't really remember being there because I was still an infant, I think it's kind of left a little mark on my DNA, and I'm always drawn to the movie theaters. I also remember my dad taking us to the driving theaters after that, because what I forgot to mention initially is that we used to go to driving theaters, and I wonder if you remember those or you're familiar with those, because these are the theaters where you actually drive in with your car, with your vehicle, and you park on a little bit of a embankment and you hook a radio to your car window and then wait for the movie to start on a giant big white screen in front of a whole bunch of cars. And then people will pop out to the confectionery to go buy some hot dogs. And then usually in South Africa, they also had like roundabouts and swings underneath the big screen for when the kids get bored. I remember those days. I remember going to the drive-in, and I actually really think back of those days fondly. But since then, those drive-ins have closed down because we have all kinds of modern-day amenities now to keep us busy. So that is a reflection on taking my boy to the movie theaters for the first time, and I can't wait to do so again. The other thing I wanted to mention in this show, because this is really about me reflecting about the extraordinary, but the reason I'm doing that is because sometimes I get dragged into the ordinary. And I don't get to see past that. And that is what this whole challenge is about. And today has been specifically one of those days. You see, sometimes the ordinary gets overwhelming. And my wife and I specifically today, after the theater experience, we don't know why, but my son was completely losing the plot. And I just wanted to mention that. I wanted to be honest because today was really a tough day to be a parent. The only thing that is kind of a saving grace is the fact that my wife and I, up until this point, we don't hit these kind of ordinary patches or the tough patches at the same time. So for me, today was specifically tough because he was losing his mind and it was hard to control him. And we're not entirely sure what he wants, or he goes out and at some stage he was drawing on his bed with pencils. And we're not sure why he's doing that. And perhaps it's something that we are doing wrong. I mean, I think we are at least able to reflect on this. But when you're on in the moment, that's really tough to do. And I wanted to share that here because I don't want you to think that everything's just peachy and perfect. It's tough being a parent. And I'm sure for you it's the same. I'll leave it there. And once again, thank you for listening.